Good morning. My name is Mississippi Cox out of the Bronx, New York. We tag today. God will take care of you Wednesday. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day and how generous and powerful you are. We're able to listen to help everyone in the world at the same time. What a wonderful master belongs to. And thank you for your revealing your promises, commandments, and your principles so that your spirit guide us in praying in our lives. I came to you now, asking you for your greatness and wisdom and understanding and spiritual things. May I know what you want for us in this important decision. We are facing right now, Lord, give us the spot of wisdom and conversation in our immediate decision. If such a decision enables us to quickly commit them to you and that trust in you to help us to do that right thing, Lord. Keep reminding us to do both at home and elsewhere so that we would agree to understand. Teach everyone, Lord, to pray. Father God, we want to thank you, De Leon family, and this Artist International. We want to thank Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Winslow. Father, thank you for the speaker that downloaded the information this morning. TMC family and guests, thank you for joining us this morning. We are so grateful. I want to thank you for praying for my uncle, Lord, today, TMC family. He is doing better. I want to thank, go by the nursing home, Lord. Go by the hospital. Touch somebody this morning, Lord Jesus. You already know before we do, Lord. Father God, give us, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. In the name of Jesus, let us everyone say amen, amen,
amen.
Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Thank you.
Praise God for you, Minister Cox. We appreciate all that you do with Jesus' joy and the blessings of all that God has in store for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you too with Jesus' joy and with the warmest of kingdoms greetings. And I love that tag, God will take care of you Wednesday. I trust and know how good our Father is and know that he truly does take care of us. So good morning once, good morning twice. Good morning three times. I welcome you all to the Master's Call, and I am excited because God has given us another day to get things right and to do his work. If this is your first time joining us on the call, I want to say thank you so much for saying yes to the Master. There are so many other places and things that you could be doing right now, but you chose to follow the Master's voice and to hear, thus saith the Lord. So for that, we are grateful. And for those who are joining us again and again and again, we are so excited that you are part of our Master's Call family, and we encourage you to continue joining us every single day. The Master's Call was founded October 25th in 2010, and would you believe that we are coming up on 5 uninterrupted years of service, of kingdom building, of blessing those through the word of God, because this is a God-ordained call. And the two angels of God that God has blessed us with to say yes to this call is none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, out there in that big old state of Texas, and she has a heart that matches the size of that state. And also Dr. P.K. Robertson, to which we have gotten a praise report that all is well because God takes care of his children. We are so excited that they said yes to this call. And because of that, we have this telecommunications sanctuary that we are all blessed with. If you would like to know more about this call, all you have to do is go to www.themasterscall.net, not .com, .net. And there you will be able to not only hear messages that have been archived from this call, but you can also get spiritual tidbits. You can also learn more about the speakers. And it is an interactive website where you are able to to leave your praise report, your prayer request, and your testimony. So we are excited about that. We are so happy that you are able to go ahead and find out what is going on through the master's call. Now, we know anything that is done in decency and order is done through God, and because of that, we have a mission statement. That mission statement can be found on the website, and it is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And master's call family, I don't know about you, but when I'm on this call, that is exactly what happens to me when I continue to say yes to the master and start my day off with him. This call also is mandated with a scripture, and it can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer goes before you." So Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, the believer of God, to continue your day in prayer. We trust and know that when the prayers go up, God takes care of us and the blessings come down. Now, immediately following this call, we invite you to join us on the MMC call, and that call was hosted and founded by none other than Dorothy Cook, the godmother of artists. And I tell you, this call is exciting, it is motivating, and it will help you amplify your voice in your Artist International business. So you may say, well, wait a minute, this is a prayer call. What is Artist International, and who is, you know, Platinum Dorothy Cook? And I don't understand all that. Well, jump on that call. The phone number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And you will thank the person who told you about this call thereafter. But just to give you a little teaser, Artist International is a Christian-based health and wellness company, the leader in products and shaping garments. And I tell you, they have been changing the mindset. They have been changing health statuses as well as zip codes for those who follow the program of Artist International. So if you were invited to this call, I guarantee you, if you go back to the person that invited you and ask them to minister the word about Artist International, and they will gladly tell you more about it. I also want to let you know that this call goes on every Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, at 5 o'clock out there on that West Coast. And we invite you to call a few minutes earlier. That way you can fellowship, as you heard earlier, with those on the Master's Call. And then on Fridays, we invite you to stay a little bit after, because that is when we answer the call and listen to you live with your testimonies, praise reports, and prayer requests. Well, I am about to move over because I want to hear, thus saith the Lord. I am excited. I tell you, God sent this angel on a call right on time when I was going through things in my life and needed to hear God's voice. And I still remember that message, when an enemy calls your hand. And because of that, this is a blessed, an anointed man of God. He listens to the word of God, and I tell you, he is on point with it. Pastor Chuck Brown, also known as the Maestro, Pastor Chuck Brown II, I should say, he has a heart, and he has heard the word. He is married to the love of his life and his best friend, Marcia Brown. And together, they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2004, Pastor Chuck founded the Kingdom Builders Family Workshop Center in Kenner, Louisiana. The Lord has blessed this ministry to grow by leaps and bounds with a cutting-edge contemporary style of worship designed to win the lost to Christ and help believers grow in their faith. Pastor Chuck is an author, a singer, a songwriter, music producer, and a businessman. And Pastor Chuck often states that my number one priority in life is making others better, and that is what drives him. Family, I invite you to go to our website to learn more about this anointed man of God, but I am moving out the way to hear what he has to say through God's words. Are you there, man of God?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, minister. Praise God for that testimony. Thank you so much. We praise God for you and all who serve so faithfully on this call. And we're especially grateful to Dr. Vanessa and Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts, founders of this call, and for all of you, the people of God who are on this line. I want to get right into it. I have a scripture, and I want to really try to read all of this, so let me get right to it. Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 through 6, verses 20 through 23, and Psalms 86 and 17. Genesis 39, verse 2 says, "The Lord was with Joseph, so he succeeded in everything as he served in the home of his Egyptian master." I'm reading out of the Living Translation, by the way. Potiphar noticed this and realized that the Lord was with Joseph, giving him success in everything he did. This pleased Potiphar, so he soon made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. From the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless his household for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished. So Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing except what kind of food to eat. Verses 20-23. So he took Joseph and threw him into the prison where the king's prisoners were held. And there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love or his favor. And the Lord made Joseph a favorite with the prison warden. Before long, the warden put Joseph in charge of all of the other prisoners and over everything that happened in the prison. The warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. And then Psalms 86 and 17. "Send me a sign of your favor, then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me." Send me a sign of your favor. I'm bringing to a close the series that we've been engaged in for the past few weeks. My faith is leading me to his favor. I need you to understand, as we just want to reiterate, that you can't earn God's favor. In fact, we don't deserve his favor, but you can qualify for it. How? What's the qualifier? The qualifier is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so faith qualifies me to experience God's favor. It positions me, because I've pleased the Lord, that he will say, "Okay, now let me give you what I have for you." But understand that if you have no faith, you get no favor. If you have little faith, you get little favor. But much faith equates to much favor. When we speak of God's favor, we are speaking of God giving you an advantage of life. He's given you what you need to overcome the enemy. Not one stream of blessings, listen, but multiple channels of blessings that God seeks to cause to come upon you and to overtake you. That's why we're blessed in the city, and that's why we're blessed in the field, and that's why we're blessed when we come in and when we go out. That's why we're blessed everywhere we go, as we drive to work, as we go to school, we're blessed. As we walk into offices, we're blessed. When we go to the gas station, we expect favor because we are blessed. In our text, the Bible says several times in the King James Version that Joseph was favored. And at other times, it says that he was well favored. The thing is, Joseph went through a lot to see the full manifestation of his favor. He had to learn how to read the signs. And I want to share this. I shared something similar to this years ago, and the Lord brought me back to it because he said, "My people need to learn how to see the signs." And I want you to talk. I want you to learn and hear me today how to listen to God's voice. But here's the title: How to Read the Signs of Favor. How to read the signs of favor. One of the first things you got to know when you take a vehicle on the road is learn how to read the signs. If you don't know how to read the signs, you won't know which way to go. You have to know when to stop. You have to know when to go, when to yield, and how to merge and detour, what the colors on the traffic lights mean, how to read no parking zones, and what the speed zone is for, what it is for a particular area, when to slow down and when to speed up. Failure to learn this valuable technique can cause you to crash. You fail to read the right sign the proper way, you'll miss your turn. It can cause you to get a ticket. It can cause you to be delayed or go the wrong way. I wonder if there's anybody on this line this morning who's ready to see God's favor like never before and experience his favor like never before. Then you must learn to read the signs of favor. So let's look at these signs of favor. What's a sign of favor? Number one, when God has placed a vision in you that no one else believes. First sign of favor is when God has placed a vision in you that no one else believes in. I wonder if anyone under the sound of my voice has been given a God-given vision. Do any of you have dreams for your life, for your family, for your career, for your ministry? Let me qualify what I'm asking. I'm not speaking of something that you can do on your own. I'm talking about the kind of vision that scares you, the largeness, the vastness of the scale of the vision terrifies you, the kind of vision that you're not sure how to make happen. The type of vision I'm speaking of is one that must come from God, because the only way it's going to happen is through God. Any of you have that kind of vision? Well, whenever you have this type of vision, don't be surprised when the people closest to you neither understand nor believe in it. Not only do they not believe in what God has placed in you, they go through great extremes to ensure that it doesn't come to pass. But when people don't believe in your vision, don't get depressed. When folk don't believe in your anointing, don't get discouraged. When they don't believe in your calling, don't get frustrated. Listen, when the folk closest to you don't get what you said God placed in you, understand that that is a sign of favor. That's Chuck. How is that a sign of favor? It's a sign of favor because now God alone can get all of the glory. When it finally happens, they can't take credit for the fulfillment of the dream. They can't take credit for bringing it to pass. No, 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 baby, I'm living out my God-given dream only because God did it. You wouldn't help me. You wouldn't co-sign for me. You wouldn't pray with me. You wouldn't agree with me, and that's okay. I just realized that God has to be getting ready to raise somebody else up who will run with the vision he's given me, get excited about the vision. God's going to raise up somebody who will start making calls about my vision. I say this often, that people cannot encourage what they don't believe in. Get that in your heart. Too many times we act like little punks when it comes to this thing, but understand that people can't encourage what they don't believe in. So I've learned not to share everything that God has given to me with everybody, because some folk will say I'm crazy. Some folk will say it doesn't make sense. I remember when I was putting chairs out in the sanctuary and saying, listen, we need to make sure that we keep these chairs out, but Pastor, we can make it look a little better if we don't have these chairs. Well, I mean, I have the vision that this place will overflow. Well, I believe God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Everybody won't believe that with you for their lives. Listen, there's no way some of these things can happen without you first trusting God in a way that makes you look crazy. Oh, man, I wish I could hear amens right there. I read somewhere in the Isaiah book, because a lot of people will tell you, and it's kind of sound advice, don't get me wrong, that you have to crawl before you walk. But it says this in Isaiah, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not be faint, and not faint. See, you're concerned with crawling when God says, I want to make you fly first. Then you're going to run. Then you're going to walk. That's just like God, to go opposite what people say you have to do. I won't be renting when I can own. I won't stay on this job when I can, in fact, own my own business. I'm realizing more and more that you just might not be the person that God wants to use to bless me, and I'm fine with that. You just might not be the person that God is raising up to give into my bosom, and I'm fine with that. You just might not be the one to run after hearing my vision, and I'm not tripping about it. And even if you do help my vision come to pass, please know you might get the credit, but God will get the glory. All right, that's that first sign of favor. Another sign of favor is when people go through great lengths to kill your dream. When people go through great lengths to kill your dream. A sign of favor is when people who don't have dreams and visions for their own lives do their level best to kill yours. I remember ministering on dream killers. Anybody got some dream killers in your life? Some of you have parents who are dream killers. Some of you are married to dream killers. Some of you are best friends with dream killers. You know folk who, as soon as you share with them what God has placed in your life, try to sabotage your dream with their response, with their misguided advice, with their reaction, and often say that it's not because they don't want you to do well. They just don't want you to do better than they're doing. It's not that they don't want you to have a nice house. They just don't want your house fatter than theirs. It's not that they don't want you with a nice car. They just don't want you to have the kind of nice car that they have. Again, Pastor Chuck, how is this a sign of favor? It's a sign of favor because dream killers don't realize that what they're doing is just putting me in position to receive God's favor. I believe that all of us need a Judas in our lives. I know we don't like him very much, but it's because of Judas that those of us who are saved today. See, we don't like Judas because Judas hurts and he doesn't feel good. It leaves you feeling empty and alone. But if I have to have Judas to push me to my destiny, so be it. If I have to have snakes bite me so that I can be in a place God has for me all alone, so be it. When people hate on your dream, it's a sign of favor that signals that your breakthrough is right around the corner. Hallelujah. Here's the third sign of favor. When everything you touch seems to turn to gold. When everything you touch seems to turn to gold. We have to get to the place where we expect to always win. The worst team to coach is one that doesn't believe in themselves. They actually defeat themselves. They defeat themselves before even engaging in the competition. The best teams to coach are those whose swag is so strong until it doesn't matter what the score is. They know that they'll win. The Bible says that the Lord made all that Joseph did to prosper in his hand. That sounds like favor to me, y'all. I always win. Won't you say that to yourself? I always win. I cannot lose. Even when you think I've lost, please know that I'm winning. Because when God's hand is upon my life, things work together in my favor. When God's hand is on me, I make everybody around me better. I cause the company I work for to explode with profits. I make my boss look good. I make my coworkers look good. It's just a sign of favor. That's all it is. Yeah, we read in the scripture where everything that Joseph was part of, he made it. God called it to prosper. He made them people look good. So that means I expect to win. I expect things to turn around in my favor. I expect people to make things happen for me. I'm not surprised that people counted me out, but then I got a promotion. Right when you counted me out, I got a promotion. You fired me, but I'm making more money than ever before. You left me, but I'm better than ever before. I always win because God is always with me. He's with me in the bad times, so I win in the bad. He's with me in the good times, so I win in the good. I always win. Say it again. I always win. Even when it looks like I'm losing, I'm winning. All things are working together for my good. Oh, yeah, all of those bad things are causing me to look good. Oh, it's eventually going to be good for me. Here's another sign. Here's another sign. Number four, the fourth sign that your favor is when you experience transition in your life. When you experience transition in your life. Stop thinking that trouble is an indicator of the enemy winning in your life. Trouble is not a sign of the devil winning. It's a sign of God repositioning me for victory. Let me say that again. That's so powerful. Trouble is not a sign of the devil winning. It's a sign of God repositioning me for victory. Listen to what Jesus said. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When he made this statement, Jesus is telling us to be happy when we go through because it's a sign that we will overcome trouble. The only reason I ever lose in transition, or the only way that I can lose in transition, is if I quit in transition. I feel so sorry for those folks who went through all of the hardships of Egypt. They went through all of the pain of Egypt. Then they saw what God did to bring them out of Egypt, only to get into the wilderness and die. Oh, that's a very dangerous situation. The devil wants you to believe that because you're going through, that it's over for you. He wants you to believe that because you failed, that it's over. Or that failure is final. Just because you failed does not mean you are a failure. One of the most powerful things John Maxwell ever said was that failure is not final, nor is it fatal. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Oh, man, let me just detour for a second. That's the reason why I don't quit, because I know that my breakthrough is right around the corner. I know that my blessing is, and I would really feel terrible if I gave up doing what God told me to do, and then the next week is when my breakthrough would have come. You cannot quit, people of God. I don't know who I'm talking to, because this is nowhere in my notes, but you cannot give up. Because I'm telling you, as I shared on last week, God is turning things around, man. He's making things to work out for your good, but you cannot give up. Many of you right now don't realize that God has a contract waiting for you if you stay in a race. He can't give it to you if you quit in transition because he can't go against his word. Look, man, remember Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap. If you faint not. Faint here implies quitting. And you've sown so much. You've been faithful in tithing. You've been a faithful giver. You've sown tears. You've sown being ostracized by being cast out. You've sown despite being called the one who ain't going to make it. But if you can find the will to hold on, I promise you that you will reap all that you've sown. You've sown tears of sorrow, but you'll reap tears of joy. You've sown heartache, but you'll reap restoration. You've sown time, but because you didn't quit, your business will prosper. Well, here's the sign of favor. God has given you the green light. Hallelujah. You've been waiting on the light to change for years, and God told me to tell you that it's finally time for you to move forward. It's time for you to pursue, because you will recover all. It's time for you to go after what he sees and what he's placed on the inside of you. I see the signs of miracles. I see the signs of breakthrough. I see the signs of you coming out. I see the signs of you walking in victory. I see the signs of you, your body being healed. I see the sign of miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. There's a song that a rapper says that he's blessed, you know, blessings on blessings on blessings. I see the signs for the people of God to have blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. The signs are blinking. The signs are blazing, telling you to go forward, telling you to go ahead. Don't stand still. Go forward. Don't stay grounded. Fly, eagle, fly. Get it, eagle, get it. Soar, eagle, soar. Don't misread the signs. Watch this, watch this. Signs mean different things based on who you are and where you are. To the person who is in a rush, the red light is an inconvenience. But to the person who wants to arrive safely to their destination, the red light is an assurance of safety. In other words, oh Lord, cliche time, but it's the truth, delay doesn't mean denied. Just because something doesn't happen when I want it to happen doesn't mean it won't happen. God is just keeping me safe in transition. He couldn't promote Joseph with his brothers because they were hell-bent on killing him. So he had to take Joseph out of the safety of his father's house, bring him to the pit, bring him out of the pit into Potiphar's house, out of Potiphar's house to the prison, out of the prison to the palace. And had Joseph not understood that the transition was just a sign of favor, he would have quit in the pit. If he didn't understand or couldn't read the sign that he still had to handle his business when he got sold to Potiphar's house, no matter what they said about him, no matter how his wife lied on him, then he would have quit in transition. If he had gotten into the prison and said, you know what, well, I guess God ain't with me no more, he would have messed up his destiny. But I thank God for what I've been through and what I'm going through, because it is a sign that my blessing is on the way. It's a sign that my breakthrough is on its way. It's a sign that my miracle is on its way. And I'm telling you all, as a prophet of God, that I see the sign. Yeah, I know the laws have been changing. I know that people have been tripping and the politicians are going crazy with everything that they're doing, and it looks like it's going against God's word and it's going against God's will. But I'm not talking about them right now. I'm talking about you. I need you to understand that you are in transition, and God is transitioning you to something great. And I see the signs of favor on your life. Oh, yeah. The trouble that you've been dealing with is a sign that God has favored you, because those who are favored have to go through a lot of trouble. Those who are favored have to go through the most stuff. Those who are favored got to go through the most mess. Yeah, anybody who you've seen favored in the Word of God, they went through a whole lot. And I'm sorry, but a lot of us are high-fiving our neighbors, and we're looking at several people who are running around churches, but we don't want to go through anything. God said, if you can just relook at the sign again, look at the sign. It's not a sign that I've left you. It's a sign that I'm with you. Oh, these are signs of favor. I better turn this thing back over. Come on, Minister Kai. Take this call. Take this call right now. Because I feel God on this line. God bless you.
Praise God for Oh, my gosh, that word was on time. I'm definitely going to hear it again. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for this word that you have blessed this man of God with. We want to say thank you for reminding us, Lord, that we will not quit in the pit. And, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, please continue to refill and bless the family of Pastor Chuck Brown II as he has decreased to allow you to increase on this call. Father, we just ask for a special anointed blessing over Dr. Vanessa and over Dr. PK. Lord, continue to restore and refill these women of God for their yes to you. And Lord, you know what we stand in the need of prayer of, all the spoken and unspoken prayer requests. But Father, we just want to say thank you for the other day and this day and all days that you blessed us to get it right. And Father, we just want to thank you for not leaving us and forsaking us, and this word that has penetrated us through our spirit. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you for this call and for all your blessings. Amen. Master's Call family, I tell you, go back to the playback number, 712-432-1085. The access code is the same, 957-6. 7-7 pound. You can hear this message as many times as you wish today. And after today, we'll go on our website, www.themasterscall.net. Invite your friends and family to listen to that on-time word. I tell you, I was shouting glory, hallelujah, and amen throughout it. I want to thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for greeting and feeding God's children this morning. I want to say thank you to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for your yes. Thank you to God, of course, for this call, and to you, Pastor Chuck, for this word. TMC family, I thank you, because without you all calling in, we wouldn't have this call. So we just want to say amen and praise God, and join us tomorrow at 7:50 Eastern, 6:50 Central, 5:50 Mountain, and 4:50 out there on the West Coast, and jump on over to the MMC call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and other movers and shakers in Artists International, 530-881-1300, and the access code again is 539-598-POUND. Go out there and have a Jesus joy day, letting people know you're a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Be well. Back to you, Pastor Chuck, for our closing benediction.
Father, for all that we've experienced on today, we're grateful. What it is that you shared with us, we come in agreement with all of the petitions. Knowing, oh God, that you are in control, that you can turn things around in a moment. Nature responds to you. Our lives respond to your word. We're grateful, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Allow this to be the greatest day of our lives. Let us experience your favor in another way, on another level. We give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay.